Well, good morning, West Grove. I want to say thank you to you because over these past several weeks, you've been really challenged. During this theme of stewardship, you've been challenged to give of your time, to give of your gifts, to give of yourself, to give of your tithes, to give of your legacy. And so I want to congratulate you for being here today, because this is exhausting, and it's a real challenge. And I want to thank you again for being a part of that challenge. So today's a little relief, in a sense that not so much talking about what you are to give, but what God is giving to you, and it's a blessing. We're talking about God's bounty in that beautiful song and video. Oh, that's the message of the day. I don't know if you took notice on the face of the children who smile, those smiles and that excitement, realizing the bounty of God. When we give and people are blessed, people share in that bounty of God. And so today we're going to talk about that stewardship of grace. Would you pray for me? Lord, again, we pray that we may hear with our ears, receive with our hearts, and apply with our lives what you are about to teach us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I do have a question. How do you live? Do we look at the world through the eyes of God's bounty or the eyes of inequity? Where resources are limited and good things elude us, we live not in a faltering economy. We live in God's economy as followers of Christ. And so today I invite you to share and enter that forest of bounty. It is verdant and vibrant. It is all we need and all we can ever ask for. It is this place we are taken care of and known. And so I ask you to believe with me in God's bounty that awaits even for us, because the promise is that God will take care of us. God will bless us. I want to turn our attention to another portion of Scripture today, and I never really gave much thought about this blessing that's recorded in Numbers 6, 22-27. It's called the Aaronic blessing, not the ironic blessing, but the Aaronic blessing, and it's a benediction that you've often heard, I'm sure. But we're going to go a little deeper into the meaning of this today and how it applies to us. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In doing this, they will place my name on the people of Israel, and I will confirm it by blessing them." The NIV Study Bible says this about that blessing. It's a blessing was a way of asking for God's divine favor to rest upon others. The ancient blessing in these verses help us to understand what a blessing was supposed to do. It has five parts that conveyed hope that God would bless and keep them. God's favor and protection would be upon them. That God would make his face shine upon them. That God would affirm them and be pleased with them. That God would be gracious. That God would be merciful and compassionate. That God would turn his face toward them and give them his approval. That God would give them peace and prosper them. You know, when you ask God to bless others or yourself, you're asking God to do all the above. We don't talk much about blessing anymore in our society. Obviously, the Old Testament society was a patriarchal society, and especially the sons would desire their father's blessing. That was so important. I hope in our society, we're equal opportunity society where both the sons and daughters desire the blessing of both their father and mother. The blessing is so important. Oftentimes in weddings, I'll remind a couple, we're to be a blessing with one another. Using the example of Jesus, when he took bread, he gave thanks and he blessed it. We're to be a blessing to each other in our marriage relationships, to wake up every day and say, how can I be a blessing to my spouse today? What can I do to be a blessing to this person whom I've covenanted in marriage and love and relationship? We don't talk much about blessing one another today, but this particular blessing is so important to us. You see, the lot of the blessing demonstrates love and encourages others and provides a model of caring for one another. Do share God's bounty. The lot of the Israelites was not an easy one. Now, oftentimes we criticize the Israelites for moaning and groaning about where God was taking them. After all, they were slaves in Egypt. They went into the wilderness, and they were in the wilderness for 40 years, a life of hardship, a life of the unknown, a life of wondering, a life of pain, I'm sure, in many ways. So we've got to give credit to these people of faith. Who endured all that. Now, to me, their life wasn't much like mine and yours. I mean, after all, each of us know the sufferings that we bear in life. We know the hardships of life. And sometimes, like the Israelites, we're slaved to something that seems to overpower us in life, or we're wandering in the wilderness with no direction and no vision. We're very much like the Israelites. After all, Hebrews 11, I think we talked about this last week, describes God's people as pilgrims and strangers in a foreign land. As people of faith, we're pilgrims and strangers in a foreign land. In Acts 14, 22, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. This blessing has been referred to by some biblical scholars as the Lord's Prayer of the Old Testament, and finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ as the true bounty of God's blessing. So let's go a little deeper into this blessing and discover what it's all about. Let's discover its personal commission in verses 22 and 23. We find used here the name given to God, the God of covenant, Yahweh. The God who desires relationship with his people, the God who carries out his promises. Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the people. Do share God's bounty. Our God is a God who desires to bless us. I found this definition of blessing, the goodness of God in action. Did you see that on the video? The goodness of God in action. Do share God's bounty. We also need to look at, in verses 24 and 26 through 26, its particular content. It consists of three declarations with three key elements. The Lord bless you declaration, the element, and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you declaration, and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you, declaration, and give you peace. Let's look at each of these. Lord bless you and keep you. Note the program that the pronouns are singular. The Lord bless you. This message is for you. The Lord blesses nations through individuals. It depicts God's favor and God's protection and God's defense and God's guarding our lives. we celebrate today Veterans Day. And one of the scriptures I understand that became so important to so many military personnel is Psalm 91, and God's protection in the midst of danger. Now, remember, God doesn't promise a world free from danger, but he does promise his help whenever we face danger. Here, part of that psalm, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Now, Jesus says, I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. On what rock? On Peter? No, on Peter's faith. Peter had just proclaimed, you are God's son. You are the Messiah. On this declaration of faith, I will build my church, and nothing, Hades or nothing in this world, will overcome it. In Romans 8, Paul reminds us that we are more than conquerors. In verse 35, Paul asks, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? And in verse 37, Paul answers that question, no, in all these things we are conquerors through Christ who loved us. And then Paul concludes, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of Christ, of the love of God in Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. Do share God's bounty. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord be pleased with you and merciful and compassionate. Oh, people are just in our world today, just looking for affirmation. And it's amazing when in relationship with another person, you see the smile on another person's face when we affirm them. We affirm them to be God's beloved child, to be God's beloved son or God's beloved daughter. Oh, what a blessing that is. Psalm 34 says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears. He delivers them from all their troubles. Blessing for you. Psalm 4:6 says, many are asking, who can show us good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. Let that be our prayer, a face that gives light and life and warmth. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord smile on you. Isn't that neat? The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Oh, do share God's bounty. And then the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord give his approval to you and affirm you and give you peace. Wow. We live in a world that's pretty difficult to live in. We live in relationships at times that are pretty difficult to live through. And this promise of peace, it's not way out there somewhere. It's right in here. The promise of peace, Colossians 1:18-20 talks about Christ and our relationship. And Paul says he is the head of the body of the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his bloodshed on the cross. You desire that blessing today? That sense of peace that only God can share and bless you with? That shalom that expresses the fullness of God's presence and grace in life, the sum of all the good which God sets and prepares and establishes for his people? And this peace is threefold: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In 1 Thessalonians 5:3, it says, "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through his Spirit." And then Isaiah 9:6, "For unto you a child is born, as a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And then in Galatians 5:22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy, peace, and patience, and goodness and kindness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control." That's why we sing that song, Betsy. You know that song we sing when we offer our tithe and offering and bring them forward? Praise God, from whom blessings flow. Let's sing it. Let's sing it together. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him upon ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Lord, turn his face upon you and give you peace. Do share God's blessing. And lastly, it's promised comfort in verse 27. God says, "So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Not the priests, Aaron and his sons, but I, God, will bless them. You see, the outward form of blessing is from the priest, a lifting of the hands for a blessing, but the inward reality of a blessing is of God and from God. Now, God promises and ratifies and confirms blessings. It's a testimony of God's grace in our life. We can't earn it. We can't buy it. We can't do something better and better to experience it. It's a free gift to all of us. Because God says, this is who I am, and this is what I'll do. Last seen in Jesus' earthly life in the Gospel of Luke, in Luke 24:50, and it tells us this about Jesus. When he had led them, the disciples, out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. Do share God's bounty. And so I ask again, do we look at the world through the eyes of God's bounty or through the eyes of inequity? To see bounty is to have a perspective like this: God sees, God decides, God provides, God has so much, God pours out, there is a never-ending supply, God delights in giving, God loves our thanks, God rejoices over our freedom, God personally goes before us, God gives us so much that it overflows. So do share God's blessing. Amen. Amen.